Horror Stories Podcast. Well, hello everyone. This is Lauren Simon of the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Normally you're going to hear one of my stories on this feed, but it's Sunday and time for the weekly challenge. That's where I post a topic and then you send in a story based on that topic. I gather them all up in this editing program, ramble a bit in between, and post the resulting mess for your enjoyment. This is weekly challenge number 205 and the topic is fire. The music in the background you're hearing is just something I dug up from somewhere. But normally you'll hear something by Guy David at GuyDavid.com. You've got a fun batch of stories this week on the topic of fire. So sit back, relax, and I'm going to play them in the order that I receive them. First up is Stephen the Nuclear Man. You can check out his recent schedule of readings for Relay for Life, I believe, and the link is in the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Look in the poll. It's the first one. It'll be Stephen the Nuclear Man. Click on it, and he'll tell you all the stuff and all that. And everybody who sent in a link, I put that up in the poll, link from the name. You know, it's what we do. So here we go with Stephen the Nuclear Man.
They were halfway through the fourth verse of Kumbaya when the campfire winked out. There was no smoke, no coals. Bobby flicked his flashlight on and moved closer. His hand touched the charred wood. "It's cold," he said. And then his light flicked out. A second later, the other campers' flashlights went out. The circle of darkness spread, extinguishing fires and flashlights. Then cars stopped on the freeway. Jet engines failed. Power plants stopped running. Combustion of all kinds stopped on planet Earth. Zeus looked down at Prometheus.
"Thank you for returning what you stole."
The gods ignored humanity's screams.
Thank you, Stephen the Nuclear Man, for that epic tale. Now, if you had a hard time understanding that, the text for each story is available in the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. There is also a poll on that site where you can choose your favorites. That will determine who picks the topic next week. Oh, and there's links to people's sites so you can learn more about them. Maybe follow their reading schedules online. Hand them strange objects that you've recently made in your kitchen. Or not. All right, let's see who goes next. It's our new friend, Ross Goldberg. I'm hoping that, you know, I've been getting some weird things happening with IMAP as I download them into Thunderbird. It's been cutting off the files, so I wind up having to go to Gmail to pull them down again and then put them in. As you can tell, I listen to every one of these stories. That way I know it doesn't cut them off. Oh, well. Here we go with Ross's story.
Hi, this is Ross from rossitron.com. This story is called Like a Candle in the Wind. They called him the Human Torch. He was like something out of comic books. Flames crawled all over his flesh, and little yellow and red tongues licked at his hair, but never ignited so much as a single strand. They remember how he had to sleep on a ceramic bed, and left charred footprints in his wake. They remember how he kept the local nursing home residents alive when the blizzard of 2042 knocked out power for 3 weeks. But then the CIA discovered he was an arsonist and guilty of murder, and quietly, surreptitiously, the Human Torch got snuffed.
Thank you, Ross, and thank you again for not running and fleeing from this group of crazy people. no insult intended to the crazy people, because, well, they're crazy, and they don't know what an insult is, because that would be crazy. You know, I'm obsessing on the goo that I've sprayed on the grill. I left it there overnight to eat away at the grease, which means that it's going to be dripping toxic chemicals all over the patio. And there are going to be kitty cats walking through it, and they're going to be licking their paws, and then they're going to get sick and die, and it's going to suck. Oh, wait, what are you playing with now? Oh, Miss is playing with a dead lizard. This is the stuff I put up with, you know? Oh, next up is Kimi. Yes, Robert Kimi, a.k.a. the Kimi. Kimi Brown. You know him as all these things. And he's working on a book. I'm glad that he's writing. I'm very, very, very glad that he's writing. I'm happy. If this is the kick in the butt that gets somebody writing and doing big things, bigger than here, and they say, hey, I'm too big for you. I don't do this no more. That's cool. You know, like the Merciless Storytellers. Except, I'm going... Anyway, here is Kimi with his story. Listen up, little kitty gatos.
Greetings, kitty gatos. This is the Kimi, and you're listening to the 100 Word Stories podcast. Liars, they said you would be good for me. You would make me happy and content. At first you made me smile and forget the empty feeling I had. People look at us and desire you. That made me want you even more. As time went by, I knew things had changed between us. Sure, we had our moments, but it would not last. It never lasts. It's always the same for us. Happiness with a price. I knew you were just a cheap thrill, but the fire you give my heart is not worth it, my dear pepperoni pizza.
Dude, that's a total coincidence, because I, like, had a four-meat DiGiorno pizza yesterday. Well, it was grocery day, and that's when you always get a pizza, and you throw it in the oven. This was, like, you know, for $3.75. Usually they're, like, $20, but this was $3.75. Which means that there was something wrong with the manufacturing process. Maybe there's soap in the sauce. Maybe there are iron shards in the Canadian bacon. I mean, Canadian bacon compared to bacon is bacon with iron shards, right? Anyway, or moose droppings, I don't know. But the point is, I had a pizza and yeah, it burned, but it was a good kind of burn. You see, you have to enjoy the burn. You have to enjoy the gastronomic suffering to make up for all the other suffering of the world. It's like eating the Holy Eucharist and feeling Christ's suffering. That's what a pepperoni is. Or maybe not. Anyway, thank you, Kimi. And you can check out more from Kimi at his site, where he's working on the book thing. And then at one point he'll be too busy for all of us, and he'll go, oh, you! No, you have to get in line. You know, that kind of thing. Next up is Zach Mann. Usually he's first, but he took some time on this one, and let's see what he's come up with. Zach Mann, tell us a story, or we're all going to hold our breath and turn blue, like Smurfs.
This is Zach Mann. Daniel's parents were traditional and did not think to teach him to cook. One of Daniel's friends told him how he could make chicken soup when he was at work, thinking he had a crock pot. Daniel's parents were dropping off some furniture for him and saw the fire through his window. Daniel's dad opened the door, saw the fire on the stove, and turned off the stove, then smothered the fire with salt from a Kirkland bag. Daniel was glad he gave his father a key. Daniel wondered if he could wash the extra salt off the chicken with soap.
Thank you, Zach Mann. That reminds me of when I was like 8 or 9, and I wanted to make popcorn, but I didn't want to do it in the microwave with the microwave popper because it made it all dry and icky, and the hot air popper was noisy. So I wanted to do it with oil. So I put oil on the stove, and I turned it on high, and I let it sit for 10 minutes. Yeah, fire. Ruined the pot. Melted the pot on the... Why did we have such cheap pots, anyway? Oh, that's weird. Oh, well, I don't do that anymore. Now I'm very good with the olive oil and the burning things. Oh, next up is TJ. Now, TJ is feeling under the weather because in North Dakota it's 50 below. So what we're going to do is conference in a midget from North Dakota so that we can get the proper accent. You know, TJ was like, you know, you got to read this and see if you can get this with the right proper midget accent. So let's see what I can do with this. Okay, I'm just going to dialamidget.com and change to North Dakota for the profile. Oh, there's one there. Okay, and it's not Tom Cruise. Okay, let's see what we get.
Hi, I'm a midget from North Dakota, and I'm going to read this story. You log on to the homepage of your newspaper, and there's a Playboy centerfold, complete with copyright logo. Classified ads have been rerouted to the personals in a leather fetish chat site. Display ads have all the same words and logos, but they're now paired with new graphics, mostly lurid close-ups of naughty bits from chatroulette.com. And all the stories are copyrighted material from Walt Disney. You find all incoming calls have been routed to the local police department, while all outgoing calls route to a $50 a minute offshore switchboard. Note to news operations, do not fire your IT guy.
Thank you, TJ. By the way, if you're wondering what that tap, tap, tap is in the background, that is the sound of a kitten in a litter box swatting at the inside of it with her claws out against the plastic. She just loves going in there and then playing for 5 minutes. Stupid kitten. Just give me a break to catch my breath here. It has been a wild morning. Someone took offense to a video that I posted because I didn't get permission from everyone. Never mind that it's a public space. Although, what is a public space in a virtual world? And then you've got the terms of service, the tolerance, and all that crap. Ugh, they don't enforce it for anything else, you know. Oh, well, life goes on. Next up is Norval Joe. Ooh, this is going to be fun. I know you folks love Norval Joe, and so do I. But most of all, give us that harmonica.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 205 with the prompt of fire. Here's my story. My brother said you have to be able to start a fire with one match, he said, and showed the small red and white tipped sticks to his friend. They gathered armloads of grass in the empty lot between their houses. He scratched the match stick across a rock and pushed it under the pyre. The fire caught instantly and spread out in seconds. They fled to the safety of his backyard and watched the fire trucks arrive in time to save the neighboring fences. It only took one match, he smiled and said to his friend. Thanks for listening. Remember to come by Great Heights this week. You have until March 31st to get your King Arthur story in, because he came back and he brought his sword. So come on by. Bring with you 200 to 3,000 words. Actually, you can go up to 10,000 words if you can get them done in the next few days. But come by and share with us your feelings about King Arthur. Thanks again. We'll see you next week.
Ten thousand words? Ooh, this should be exciting. Thank you for the reminder about Great Heights. And I sent in a story about an earlier prompt. I didn't record it. But I'm still working on a King Arthur story. I don't know if I'm going to get it in time. But I just, you know, I like to write these in one fell swoop and run and gun it, just like I do the videos. I don't like to edit. I mean, the ones that I did up at CNN's thing last year, those, yeah, I edited. And it's just no fun. You know, I don't like editing. I like to run and gun it and improv it. I like to savage Steve Holland it. That's my style. Oh, well, that's his style. But that's my style. So anyway, thank you, Norval Joe. Thank you for the reminder. And don't play with matches. Play with lighter fluid and cigarette lighters. All right. Next up is Justin, Space Turtle. And you're not going to hear him say that this week because he's still getting connected up and all that. Excuse me. Okay. This is what happens when you have Diet Coke without the Jack Daniels. Yes, I know. I know. I'd given up on Diet Coke and all that. But, you know, I got it Friday in order to get really freaking hammered because I didn't feel like drinking wine. And I just, you know, you can't let it go to waste. I need to buy it in cans because you can leave the cans in the refrigerator for like 6 months. So if I use like a can a week for the Diet Coke and Jack Daniels, that's okay. You know, moderation. But me, I binge and I purge and I cold turkey it. You know, like most people. Here's Justin in his story.
Yum, space midget! Okay, this week we're going to do a story about a giant. Gladiator crept up the crags and peered over a jagged outcropping. Spying the giant named Malephus, he took out an arrow, knocking it. He watched as the giant ate glop from a huge bowl. Whispering a magic word, the arrowhead burst with blue flame. Gladiator waited until Malephus turned away, and then he stood, loosing the arrow. The bowl dropped, and Malephus clutched his stomach. The brown glop spilled down the mountainside. Doubling over, a gargantuan burst of flatulence emitted from his hindquarters, blasted the arrow off course, and ignited. Dancing and swatting at his behind, he screamed, "Fire in the hole!"
That's funny. Thank you, Justin. And remember, don't bend over when people are firing arrows. Next up, and by the way, Justin, good luck on getting everything set back up and all that, and congratulations on the move, and hopefully Melody has lots of new friends to play with, and hopefully doesn't, you know, invent things in the basement. Oh, next up is Anima. Now, she's going to be traveling and doing such. This week she got the recording in, but there may be some Anima Midget action going on soon. So here we go with Anima's story, and enjoy.
Hello, Anima here with my submission for Weekly Challenge 205. Sorry about the production value on this one, folks. You're going to have to use your imagination and hear Bruce Springsteen's song Fire playing in the background as if it were a car radio. Leaving the counselor's office. I'm driving in my car. I turn on the radio. I'm pulling you close. You just say no. You say you don't like it. But babe, you're a liar. 'Cause when we kiss...
Don't quit your day job just yet. Hey, you want to know what burns my butt?
Is this another pun, Hector?
You're not interested? I thought the counselor said we needed to work on communication. Go on. You know you want to ask.
All right, already. What burns your butt?
Oh, a far about that, huh?
Okay, Hector. Do you know what chaps my lips?
Ah, relationships. Aren't they always wonderful? Next up, we have Jay Radimus. He's got a story for us before the deadline. Actually, he got this one in after the deadline, but since I wake up late, like, you know, if it straggles in like 2, 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning, it'll be there when I wake up, right? So what's the big deal? But if it's like there at 2 in the afternoon and I've already posted the show, maybe it's going to be too late. Anyway, here's Jay Radimus and his story. I hope you enjoy it.
Good day. This is Jay Radimus with this week's weekly challenge number 205. 5 or 4. Anyway, the topic of fire. Hopefully I'm not too late to get this in. I know I'm pushing the wire. But the story is entitled Change of Heart. When I first learned about French cuisine, I didn't like it. I heard things like sauté, croissant, soufflé, quiche, and coq au vin. It all seemed a bit weak and frou-frou to me. Food was described with words like flaky and buttery, light and delicate. Where were words like robust and hearty? When I eat, I want food that's substantial, not ethereal. Then I learned about crème brûlée. I was skeptical, at first. It didn't sound any tougher than the pastries. But then I learned that it's made with a blowtorch. Anything cooked with fire is fine by me. All right, well, thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
We like making things with blowtorches and fire. That's why I'm going to be scrubbing the grill later. But first, I got to do the litter boxes, because as I told you, the kitty was in the litter bag, you know, pawing. Since she paws at the case of the litter box, she doesn't cover up. Well, okay, a cat that doesn't cover up their you-know-whats means they're very comfortable with you, that they're feeling safe, so you're being too nice to them. So you have to scare them a lot so they cover up their poops. You see? That's how it works. Otherwise, they wind up, you know, oh, I feel safe, ha-ha, I'm going to make a big stinky. Ugh. Anyway, thank you, J. Radimus. And now it's on to Planet Z to wrap this whole thing up.
Alchemists believed that there were four basic fundamental elements: fire, water, earth, and air. Everything in existence was made of some combination of those four basic elements. Then came Wally the alchemist. He went from town to town trying to sell bottles with a concoction he claimed was a fifth fundamental element. Even though it was just mud he mixed down by the riverbank, people bought it by the wagon load. At first, they tried to drink it. Then they smeared it on their bodies. Finally, they pelted Wally with the bottles.
The fifth element is pain,
Wally groaned.
And there you have it. A bunch of stories about fire here on the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge, number 205. You can go to the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com for the text of everyone's stories, links to the sites that they gave me to share with you, and to vote on your favorites. Yes, you can vote on more than one. Although, you can vote for none, but just to let me know that you're out there and listening, all thousands of you, vote for everyone to let me know that at least you give a damn enough to let me know you're listening. Very few of you do. It's time to step up and do that, as well as listen to other podcasts out there like Great Heights or Drabblecast, or go into Second Life and listen to Stephen the Nuclear Man stories. Or go to, oh, I don't know, let's name drop some more. Those storytellers, the Merciless Storytellers, some other Scotland. Or even, if you have to, the BlackTieMartiniClub.com. Warning to right-wing people, you may need to hold your nose before listening to it. Yeah, fair and balanced, right? Fox isn't either. What gives? Oh well, that's it for this week. tune in next week for the next weekly challenge. The topic is going to be Danger Zone. I look forward to your feedback, your comments, your adulation or scorn. Whatever it is, just let me know that you exist. Otherwise, I'm just farting in the wind. Take care, enjoy your week, and thank you for listening and commenting, and as always, keep it brief. Closing.